We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishem Chaim Yaakov and Pirchos Eliyahu in Bechoros Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Ketzad Ma'astron. How do we go through this process of Maser Behemos? The Mishnah tells us, Kontzan Ladir, you take the animals, 10 plus animals, make sure that they're in an enclosure. Va'osulhan Pesach Katan, you make a small opening. Kadesh Eloyu Shnaim Yechon Lates Ka'acha. So you can't have two that come out at the same time. We need one at a time, so I know which one is the 10th. Umona Bishavit, and you take a stick, a scepter, and a rod, and you start counting them. Echod Shnaim Shlosha Arba Chamisha Shisha Shiva Shmona Tisha Vayotze Asiri, the one that comes out number 10, Sokro Besikra, you paint it with the red stripe, Vaomer Hareze Maaser. And you declare that this is Maaser based on the Pasuk Kol Asher Ya'avor Tachas HaShavet. So it speaks about passing underneath the rod, Ha'asiri Yekodesh Lashem. What about Lo Sokro Besikra? Let's say you didn't, Lo Sokro Besikra, you didn't paint it. It was the 10th one, but you didn't paint it red. Vlomana Meshevet, or let's say when you were counting them, you weren't using a rod. Well, let's say you counted them, but not when they were walking out of the corral, but rather when they were lying down or they were standing up. You counted 1, 2, 3 and called one number 10. You have designated a master behema animal based on the pasuk ha'asiri kodesh. Asiri Kodesh, the Gemara says, Mikom Makom. No matter what, however you declare it, Kodesh is fine. Even though you didn't have a rod, even though you didn't, they weren't walking through, nonetheless, that is considered Maser. Hayalomeya, Venatal Asara. So let's say you had 100. And here, it's not only did you not have them walk through, but here you're taking out of 100, you're taking 10. You're not doing one at a time for every 10. So you had 100 and you took 10 without even counting them. Asara v'natal echad, or let's say you had 10, but you just took one, but you didn't count it. Ein ze maser. This is not like you counted 1, 2, 3, etc. So that doesn't work. This is not maser because it says ha'asiri yekodesh. It has to be the 10th. The 10th means that you're counting 9 before it. But he didn't count any at all. That's not considered maser according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, hare ze maser. He says, no, even this is considered maser behema because there's a hekesh, there is a link, a comparison between maser behema and maser daga, and taking 1/10 from your grain. Just like when it comes to maser dagon, we can separate trumos and masos through what we call machshava. Machshava means that you think about it, you have it in mind. Pasuk says, v'nechshav lachem teru maschem. What does it mean you have it in mind? It really means you had in mind that I want this to be truma. Or let's say you didn't, truma is supposed to be, your maser is supposed to be exactly 1/10. Truma is supposed to be 2%, 1/50th. On average, but let's say you dib it be'omed. Let's say you separated your truma just through assessment, through appraisal. You said this is about 2%. So the halach is that it's acceptable. That's also derived from the word v'nechshav. You calculated, you thought about it, and that's sufficient. If that's true when it comes to truma samastros, so we compare Masa Behema to that as well. So therefore, Masa Behema can be taken with machshava, with thought, literally, which means without the counting, but we don't follow this position of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we treat Masa Behema like Masa Daga. Not true. You need to count. Kafatz echad min hamanuyim lisocham. Let's say as you were counting the animals as they were leaving the corral, one at a time, and you counted the 10th one, so that became kadosh, that became maser behema, and one of the ones that was counted already, let's say number 7 or something, jumped in, back into the corral, into the enclosure, with the rest of the animals that hadn't been counted. Hare u'elu pturim. All of the animals that remain in the deer, in the corral, a potter from Masa Behema, because each one is a suffix. Maybe it's the one that had jumped, that walked out and jumped back in. And that one that jumped back in is a potter, certainly because it had already been counted, and it had been a 10th that had already been kadosh. So since that one is certainly not Masa Behema, so now all of them are a suffix, and they are potter. Some explain, based on the Gemara, a bigger chiddush in this statement. Kafatz echad min hamenuyim lesocha means that even though the 10th one did not come out yet, you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, let's say, the 10th one hadn't come out, One of those, let's say number four, that was counted already, that walked out, jumped back in. So there was no master behemoth just yet. So nonetheless, since it was what we call minyan ha-ra'uy, the numbers that were counted up till number six were a number, were a calculation that was ra'uy, that was fit to potentially be counted up to 10, because you started counting already, and had it kept going, and this one not jumped out, so then you would have had a master behemoth. So even that, since that itself, potentially, there was no master behemoth just yet, therefore you can't say this number six is putter, is not master. Nonetheless, we assume so, because since it was ro'oi, a minyan ha-ro'i, it was ro'oi lahashlim, that number six was the 6-1 for after that would have brought it to 10, that number 6 jumping back into the whole mixture, to the whole corral, will exempt the entire mix, even though they had not, that had yet been a master behemah counted and declared as kadosh. Then the Mishnah says, min ha-me'usarin l'sochan, but let's say one of the animals that you actually designated as master behemah jumped back in, and it got mixed up with all the other animals, so now every animal that's in there potentially is a suffix master behemah. Maybe that's therefore the Mishnah says, Kulan Yiru Achi Yistabu. What do you have to do with all the animals? All the animals in the corral now have to graze until a mum develops, the Yochlu B'mum on the Bailam, and then they can be eaten with their mum by the owner. But you can't just eat the animals the way they are now, because, or count them through, because it's possible that each one of them may be the Maser, Behema, and Maser Behema is a carbon, so you have to wait till all they have a mum, because if the Maser Behema develops a mum, that also you can eat, can be eaten by the owner. So you have to wait till all of them develop a mum, and only then can you eat them. What about being Batel Barov in all of these cases? So we say Balei Chayim are Chashiv, Balei Chayim are considered, are not Batel, because they have Chashivas in and of themselves. So therefore, there's no concept of bittul in such a case. Perek Tes Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. Yatzu Shnayim Ke'echad. Let's say as he starts counting them, so two squeeze through at a time. So that's how the first pair came through. It should have been one and then two, but now they came through as one. Monon Zom Shnayim Shnayim. So then you should count them as pairs. And the first pair you call number one, the second pair you call number two, the third pair you call number three, set it all the way up to 10, and the 10th, which is really numbers 19 and 20, is going to be a Maser Behema. They are together, that pair, that Zug, has Kedushas Maser. Mina on Echad, let's say you counted them as one. What does that mean? The two, the pair that came first, you counted them as number one, but the next pair, you didn't count as number two. Because in this case, only the first pair came out as a pair. Only the first two came out as a pair. So they came out, you counted them as number one. So I can't follow what I did in the previous case, because the next, it was not a pair. It came, the third one came out by itself, and the fourth one came out by itself. So what do? You call the first pair number one, but the third one that came out, and it came out independently, you called it two. And the fourth one that came out, you called it three. Why are you doing that? Because the first pair, which should have been one and two, you called number one. And you went all the way up to counting 9 and 10. Tishi va'asir mekukolim. What you've done is you've ruined numbers 9 and 10. Why? Because the ninth that you're counting, the one that you call number nine, is really the 10th animal. And the 10th one that you call 10 is really the 11th. And not only that, and it's also not clear that the one that you called nine is really the 10. So they're really the 10th one. So therefore, both are mikul kalim. And what do you do with those? With 9 and 10, yiru achi yistavu, you wait, let them graze until they develop a mum, and then you can eat them with their mum when they're not considered a carbon. Here, you're not sure what to do with 9 and 10, and therefore you can't bring them as a carbon. On the other hand, you can't eat them until they have a mum. Yasu tishi va'asir ka'achas. Let's say the first ones went one by one. That was fine. 1, 2, 3, 4 came through all one by one, but the 9th and the 10th came out together. Tishi va'asir, but kukolim, same as in the previous case here, we don't know which is the 10th one. So they have to, those two, 9 and 10, have to be yiruachi, stuff where they graze until they develop a mum, and then you can eat them. What about karala tishi asiri, vel asiri tishi, ulacharasar asiri? Here, this is the mistake. So the 10th one that came out, which really should be number 10 in Masa Behema. So you called it number 9. So that should be number 10. But you called them Pshi, you called it number 9. And the 9th one and the 11th one, you call them number 10. So what do we do here? Shlashta Nikudashin. The halacha is that all three are considered kadosh, are karbanos, are have the status of masa behema. Where do we derive this from? Three masa behemas for 10 animals. Because the pasuk says, v'chol masar v'kor v'tzon, etc. From v'chol masar, all masar, that comes to include the 9th and the 11th. That if you call the 9th and the 11th 10, they are kadosh as well. However, 8th and 12th, if you call them Asiri, are not Kadosh, because we don't assume that that error is going to be making such an error where it's not next to number 10 is considered Masa Behema. Only 9th and 10th, which are some 9th and 11th, which are samach to number 10, which we have, the Rambam says, this is a davar, this is halacha mimi kabbalah, we have a tradition, and that is the case that only 9th and the 11th, if you call them number 10, will have kedusha along, of course, with number 10, which was the real number 10. Then the Mishnah says, what hatashi nechal bimumo. Okay, so out of these 9th, 10th, oh, so what do you do with these? So they're not all brought as karbanos, says the Mishnah. They're all kadosh. But what do I do with them? Hatashi'i nechal bimumo. That you have to wait till it has a mum. So that was, now what is that? That's not the one, you called it number 10, it's really the 9th. So I can't bring it as a karban. Wait to develop some mum. And then eat it with his mum. Vasiri, the real 10th one, although you didn't call it number 10, that should be Maser. Vachara, so what about the 11th one that you called number 10? Karev Shlamim, that should be brought as the Shlamim. Based on the Pasuk in Vayikra Gimel, it says, Im Zevach Shlamim Karbano, Im Min HaBakar, Hu Makriv, we mentioned Bakar. Bakar comes to include that word cattle. In the context of Karban Shlamim, comes to include the 11th, this 11th animal in such a case, where you called it 10, comes to include it as a Karban Shlamim. So why wouldn't I call it, what about the 9th? You told me all three are kadosh. So why wouldn't I bring the 9th as a Karban? Said Shlashta Mikudashim. So that's derived from the fact that it says Min HaBakar. Only from the Bakar. So not all of the Bakar. The Bakar, that's number 11, that can be brought to the Shlamim. But the 9th that you called number 10, that cannot be brought to the Shlamim. Why do we include the 11th and not the 9th? Why can the 11th be brought as a Karban and not the 9th? Because the 11th one comes after the Kedusha of the 10th, of the Asiri. But the 9th came before, so therefore something that became, that was, if it was already had Kedusha of number 10, the 11th one can become Kadosh through the fact that we had Asir. It's almost like Oset Temur. It's like an exchange, like a transfer of Kedusha, but the Holy One remains Kadosh. The 10th one could make the 11th one Kadosh, but not to the extent that it could be actually brought as a Karban, but not in the 9th. The 9th is Kadosh, but you have to wait till it develops the mum. Then the Mishnah says, so that, once again, it's Mekadesh, we assume La'acharav, the one that comes afterwards, but not Lefana. That's the way the Gemara explains it. Va'osa Tamura, what else? The 11th, number 11, which you call number 10, which you told me I bring it as a Shlamim, can make a Tamura. Tamura, we'll learn that Masechta. That's where you try to transfer the Kedusha from one animal to another, when it's of a Karban, which you're not allowed to do. And if you do, the first one still remains Kadosh, and the second one's also Kadosh. What happens if you have this Karban? So this really was not, you're supposed to be your Master Behema, number 11. But you called it number 10, and I'm bringing it out as a Karban Shlamim. So the answer is, it's so much of a Karban that it really makes Tamura. If I would take another animal, and I would try to transfer the Kedusha from this number 11 to that animal, so the Kedusha is transferred, and this animal remains holy as well. Divi Rabbi Meir, who claims that the 11th animal has a halacha like a regular Karban Shlamim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi Tamura, oset Tamura. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. You can't have this number 11 make another animal Kadosh if you try to transfer the Kedusha. Why? Because he says the 11th one itself is a Tamura. Why? Because when you called it number 10, so it's as if you said, Zeyeh tachas asiri, this should be in place of number 10. So the number 11 becomes Kadosh when you called it number 10, and therefore you can bring it as the Shlamim. that itself is almost like a tamura. It's almost like an exchange of number 10. And the halacha is that ein tamura oset tamura. Pasuk says, v'hayahu usmura so yeh kodesh. And we learn from there, utmura so yeh kodesh, v'lo tamuras tamura so. Once you transfer the kedusha, which you're not supposed to do, from one carbon to another carbon, both remain kadosh, but to transfer it then from carbon number 2 to another animal, that doesn't work. So since we view number 11, says Rabbi Yehuda, as already the tamura, the exchange of the number 10, to now say that this shlamim number 11 can make another random animal kadosh through tamura, that cannot happen. Omer Mishim Rabbi Meir, ilu haya tamura lo haya karev, says. They send in the name of Rabbi Meir to respond to Rabbi Yehuda. The 11th one is not considered the tamura, the transfer, the exchange of number 10. Had it been really the tamura of number 10, we never would have brought it as a shlamim, because a tamura of maser behema cannot be brought as a carbon. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that tamuras maser behema is cannot be brought as a carbon? Because when it comes to a bechor of a behema tahora, bechor, not maser behema, we'll make a hekesh in a moment. When it comes to bechor maser behema, the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches, lo tifdeh kodesh heim. What do we learn about bechor? Lo tifdeh, don't redeem, means you are makriv the bechor. They are kadosh, but not their tamura. So if you can't be makriv the tamura of a bechor, and we learn maser behema from bechor, which we've done several times, therefore a tamura of a maser behema cannot be brought as a karma. Therefore, argues Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not tumura oset tumura. I don't view the number 11 as the tumura of number 10, and therefore it can, says Rabbi Meir, make another tumura. You, Rabbi Yehuda, are arguing it's already a tumura. It's already an exchange of number 10, and therefore number 11 can't make another carbon tumura. He says it's not true. If number 11 were really tumura itself, an exchange of number 10, you wouldn't be able to bring it as a carbon. The fact that they bring it as the shlamim shows that it's not an exchange of number 10, and therefore number 11 shlamim can make another animal tamura. Then the Mishnah concludes, karalichi asiri vla asiri asiri ulacharasar asiri. Oh, here you call the 9th animal number 10, you call the 10th animal number 10, and you call the 11th animal a number 10. So at least here you called the right number, number 10, you called it asiri. That's very nice. But the problem is that you called the 9th number 10 and the 11th number 10. Ein echad, ein achad asar mekudash. Here the 11th is not kadosh, as opposed to the previous case where you called the 9th number 10, the 10th, you called number 9. And then the 11th you called 10. Here, I already called the 10th one, I called it number 10. And because you did that, the 11th one is not kadosh, since I called the right number, the right kedusha. So then there's no kedusha that takes effect on number 11. Zeha klal, the Mishnah gives me the general rule, the summary. Kol shelo ne'akar shem asiri mimenu, ein achad asar mekudash. If you haven't literally uprooted the name of 10, from it, which means you called the 10th animal, you actually called it number 10, then the 11th, the one that comes afterwards, will not be kadosh, even though you called it number 10. We generally know that when the Mishnah gives us a zeha klal at the end of the Mishnah, it's usually coming to add something, because we could figure that klal, that rule out on our own, and therefore the Gemara says that it comes to teach us the following. Let's say the 10th one came out, and the owner was silent. He didn't call it anything. And then the 11th one came out, and he said, oh, you're number 10. Still, the 11th one is not kadosh, because the 10th one is kadosh me'atzmo. When you call number 10, you called it 9. Okay, so that's a problem. But when you didn't say anything, it becomes kadosh by itself, and even though you didn't call it asiri, since the number 10 has not been uprooted from it, because you didn't call it number 9, the 11th one that comes afterwards will not be kadosh. Slik maseches b'choros.